You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, episode 43, our recent pickups. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined by my co-host. He's the Huey to my Paper Mario. Chad is here.
Welcome back, Kribo Shoe fans.
So we've got a great show for you guys today. We've got an absolute ton of news to go over, as well as we're going to talk about some of our recent Nintendo pickups and go over those. Before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. Okay, Chad, what have you been playing here lately?
So lately I've been playing some new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. I'm taking my time with this game. I've already played it before, so I've been trying to just go through it co-op only. And having a lot of fun with that. It's the same old game I remember it being.
Yeah, I'm going really slow with it as well.
Right, right. Also been doing some co-op farming on Stardew Valley still.
So you're still doing the farming?
So I've played about once a week now. So just a little bit. Just trying
to get
that going. Solo, I've been grinding away at Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I've already beat the World of Light and everything. So I'm just kind of collecting those random spirits here and there when I can get them.
Yeah. So without spoiling anything, how was kind of like the ending of World Light? Is it worth the grind?
I would go with no, honestly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I was very disappointed when the beginning cutscene is the best part of the whole game.
Wow, that's a little disappointing, yeah. I've been also playing some Smash Brothers here or there, but I'll be honest, I don't really like the World of Light mode, so I haven't got very far at all. I do plan on continuing with it, but it's not anything that I'm like eager to play. I don't know what it is. It just didn't really click with me. I love the game itself, just I don't love that mode.
Right, right. Yeah, sometimes I just get tired of doing the regular battles when I'm by myself, so I'll do these for a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah. So I've been playing a couple of older games. I've been playing Paper Mario Color Splash, which I picked up on the Wii U. And other than Super Paper Mario on the Wii, this is kind of my first Paper Mario game. And I'll tell you what, I'm really liking it.
It's really neat, isn't
it? This is a very charming game. I absolutely love the Paper Mario look, and I think this would probably be the best-looking Paper Mario game so far.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I just didn't realize how funny it was going to be. Like, it has very good writing.
Yeah, the humor is very clever in it.
Yes, I'm absolutely loving that. I don't know if I'll play all the way through it or not. I honestly could see this game coming to the Switch soon. I really did enjoy the couple hours I put into it last weekend.
Well, I certainly won't spoil anything, but if you can make it to the end, there's something pretty cool that happens in that game.
Oh, man. I really do enjoy it. Also played another Mario RPG, this one on the 3DS. I've been playing some Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga. This is kind of a remake of the original Mario & Luigi game that came out on the Game Boy Advance. And I actually had played that game when I was young. And so this is kind of a remake, and I'm really liking it as well. I would say Superstar Saga is a good one to start with because it's kind of like how the Mario & Luigi series was at the start before they got to where they would have just a little too much padding and would go on for a little too long. And so I'm really enjoying this one. It moves pretty quick.
Very cool. I have to give it a try sometime.
One of the villains in it, it's kind of the villain's henchman. His name is Fawful, and he's quite funny. Other than that, like I said, playing a little Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, but mostly these Paper Mario and Mario & Luigi games.
Very cool.
So that's kind of what we've been playing, we're going to take a quick break and then get into all of the news. Okay, Chad, you ready for some news?
Oh, man, looks like there's a lot of it.
We've got a lot here. We're going to kind of tag team this because it's so lengthy, and we're going to go ahead and let Chad get started here.
Okay, so let's start with the Metroid Prime 4 being delayed for the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, this happened the day after we recorded the last show, so it's a little old, but we haven't talked about it yet on the show.
So, you know, when I saw this, I was like, all right, some new news on the Metroid Prime 4 game. But they went ahead and put out a video saying that it was going to be delayed for a while. They're totally scratching everything they've done. They're rebooting it from the ground up with Retro being in charge now.
Right.
So, you know, at first I was a little like, oh, no, I can't believe they're doing this. But the more I thought about it, I'm perfectly fine with this. If it's not the way they want it, then I don't want them to release it, you know?
I agree. You know, it's so rare these days where these AAA games cost so much money to develop that a lot of games, especially on PlayStation and Xbox and PC, they just come out broken. And, you know, Nintendo's always said, hey, if a game's not up to our standards, we're not going to release it. And here's, they're kind of putting their money where their mouth is. It is tough as a Metroid fan. I would love to be able to play this game. And I really thought we would at least get to see it this year. And now it looks like it's going to be several years before this game is out. But I think they did the right thing. I'm happy to see Retro getting involved again because they created this Metroid Prime series and they've made really quality games. I think the last three games they've made have been the two Donkey Kong Country Returns games, which have both been excellent, as well as they did Mario Kart 7 on the 3DS. I did not realize they really helped with that. Okay. So, I mean, everything they've done has been really good. So, I think this is ultimately the right move.
Right, right. And no hard feelings toward them at all. I'm glad they told us. That makes it a lot better.
Yeah, they're very transparent about it. So it's sure. Nice. So we're not left waiting the rest of the year wondering if we're going to hear something. We know we're not.
Exactly. Moving on, Nintendo Switch got an update here not too long ago, a few days back. Added some new features to the home screen, but not very much.
So what all did we get in this giant 7.0 update, Chad?
So I know we got a Joy-Con update, which I haven't done yet. And also, we got 6 new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe profile icons.
Yay! maybe not.
I believe we got Peachette, possibly Toadette, if I remember right.
That's right.
And then Nabbit. Yeah. And then some items from the series.
I don't know why I get my hopes up for these updates to bring more than, like, the absolute bare minimum, but I'm always disappointed.
It wasn't very, very good. I was pretty disappointed with it.
I don't have anything against these new Super Mario Bros. U icons. The thing is, though, we already have all these characters. We already have icons for them. And so it's not even anything really new. And there's so many other games that don't have icons that I would love for them to add.
Oh, for sure.
But this is what we got.
We'll wait for those WarioWare icons. Also, the Splatoon Tumblr page has announced that some new weapons are incoming.
I'm excited about this one.
So it's 10 weapons from Sheldon's Picks that appeared in the original Splatoon game on the Wii U. Certain ones that will be added are the NZAP 83 and a bronze arrow spray.
Yes, this is great. Of course, the NZAP 83 is kind of it's a Famicom-themed colored NZAP, and I absolutely love that.
It's incredible. I thought we were kind of done about hearing anything at all. And these aren't technically new, I guess, but I thought we weren't going to hear anything coming to this game for a very long time, if ever again.
Yeah, and you know, they were actually pretty smart because they did announce that no new weapons would be coming to Splatoon 2. Of course, that left them the option to release some old weapons, but I really thought they were just done. Well, really, they were just done with new weapons. So it's great to see some of these older weapons from the original Splatoon coming to the game.
For sure, and these will be all be added in a Splatoon 2 update. Date coming in the future.
That's right.
The next Splatoon 2 Splatfest has been announced. It's Pancakes versus Waffles.
Where do you fall on this one?
I fall in Waffles because I just don't really care for Pancakes.
I like both, but I prefer Pancakes myself. So, yeah.
Well, one of us will win then. it'll be starting on February the 8th and it'll run for the typical 24 hours.
That's right.
Also, a Splatoon 2 demo is coming. So for those that have not purchased the game yet, you'll get a chance to try it out, and this will be released on March 26th. It will run for the entire week, and it will feature Turf War, Ranked Battles, and a Salmon Run. And you can also play friends who have already bought the game.
Yeah, this was very surprising to me, Chad. First of all, this game has been out for a long time, and we've seen them do these like test runs for games before they come out. This is kind of the first time I remember seeing a deal like this long after a game has been released. And I think it's very smart of them to do this, because this may get some people that have been on the fence about Splatoon or even Nintendo Switch Online to jump in, because as far as I understand, you don't have to have a Nintendo Switch Online to play this demo online. So, I think it's a very smart move.
Right, and it's really cool that it runs for a whole week. It's not exactly something they could do for a day or something. It would just be like some solo missions, and that's not how most people want to play Splatoon 2.
Yeah.
You need to get on that multiplayer, some battles there.
Yeah, I think this is very smart. I think this is a very good idea, and I hope this is a success for Nintendo, because I like to see them doing things like this.
Right. The 2.0 update has been released for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Now, this has came a little earlier than I thought it would.
Same here, and it came with kind of a very special present for those of us who have bought the game.
It sure did. Piranha Plant himself is now available in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate for those of us that bought the game before January 31st.
Wow, I just couldn't believe it when I saw that he was available to play, you know, as soon as this update hit. I thought we were still be waiting. I don't know, maybe a few more weeks before we saw him.
Right, so I was trying to get online while they were performing this update, and it said it would be the service would be unavailable till about 9:30 that evening. So I just forgot about the game. I wouldn't even get back on, and I saw that someone posted something about Piranha Plant being available.
Right.
So I hopped right on immediately and got a few matches in.
Yeah, it was close to 11 o'clock at night when I saw this, and I was actually fixing to go to bed, but when I saw this, I just went in there, grabbed my Switch, downloaded the update, and played a match with the Piranha.
Right, he's my new go-to character. He's amazing.
He's really great.
Some other things that were added is you can now play the spirit board where you collect the spirits in the game with up to 4 players. And I thought this was really cool. On some of those hard-to-get spirits, more players will not hurt you.
Okay, good. I haven't actually played the spirit board, so I was hoping you'd be able to say a little bit about it, because I'm not even familiar with it, but I would assume that adding 4 players couldn't be any harm. Surely it'd be good.
So. Right, and I haven't participated in this with 4 players. I don't know if you just take one turn after the other, if you're all on there at the same time.
Yeah.
But I've tried to get a few of these spirits before, some of these legend spirits, and they're pretty difficult because you only get one shot.
I see.
A lot of the characters got some changes, but from what we can tell, there's a lot more buffs than there are nerfs.
That's right. It looks like almost all the characters got a little better and very few got worse. So I like the idea behind that for sure.
Right. Yeah. No, that's definitely a good way to do
it. It looked like, and this is kind of random, but from what I could see online, people that are in the know, they said that I think the Mii Brawler got the most buffs of any character. Like, a ridiculous amount more power than it had. So you may want to try out that character now.
I never think to use the Mii characters. I may have to give them a shot.
You know, I really like the Mii Gunner myself. It's kind of like another Samus, but I've never used the Mii Brawler, but I'm thinking about trying them out.
Oh, you may be a little OP now. Something that we did not get, however, is the Smash World service that they have advertised. And that is on the Nintendo Switch app, kind of like the Splatnet app.
Yeah, and I mean, they didn't promise this for this update, but they did say it'd be coming in 2019. And I was really hoping with this 2.0 update that maybe we would get it, but unfortunately we did not.
Right, right. And also, it doesn't look like we got any fixes to the online or local wireless issues that we've been having, but I haven't been able to test this, so I personally don't know, but I don't think we have any information regarding that.
Yeah, I honestly think if they had made some pretty big changes, I think they would have put it in the patch notes and there wasn't anything about it. I mean, they said there was some minor bug fixes and stuff, but I think we're still going to be waiting a while for the online to get better.
Right, right. Switching our ways here a little bit, we're going to talk about mobile games here for a second.
All right.
So Nintendo has delayed another game besides Metroid Prime 4, and that is Mario Kart Tour for the smartphones. It's been delayed till summer of 2019.
That's right.
So it was supposed to have been released sometime before March 31st, 2019, so they would still have a little bit of time to get this out, but it must not be going perfect for them.
Yeah, you know, Mario Kart is a huge franchise for Nintendo. Yeah. In fact, it's currently the number one selling Switch game, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So I think Nintendo really wants to make sure, and I'm not sure how a mobile Mario Kart will be, but I think they want to make sure and make it really good, because they don't want to tarnish the Mario Kart name by releasing a subpar game.
Right, and this is going to be a game. I've got friends that aren't even gamers, and when this was announced a while back, and they were like, did you hear about the new Mario Kart game on the smartphone? I was like, oh, yes, yeah. I have.
I think this is going to be huge, and I think Nintendo wants to make sure that it is very well polished, because, like you said, there's going to be a ton of people that have not played Mario Kart since, like, the N64 or something that are going to be downloading this on their smartphones.
Right, exactly. And we also just got a tweet not very long ago.
Breaking news.
Breaking news right here. We caught this in time, instead, unlike the Metroid Prime 4. It looks like Dr. Mario World is coming to the smartphones, also in summer of 2019.
I am so excited about this. So, Dr. Mario is one of my favorite puzzle games of all time, and it has some of the best music of any Nintendo game, and I would assume that this will all translate to a smartphone very well.
So I've got big things, hoping for this at least, yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
I may be one of the few people that are way more excited about this Dr. Mario game than the Mario Kart game for the smartphone, because I love Dr. Mario, and I think it'll translate to a smartphone very well. It's just a static screen, and it's vertical, so it'll be perfect for your phone screen, and the control should be easy as well.
So. I would think so. So, do you want to go ahead and take it from here?
Yeah, so... we are just about halfway through the news here. We're going to try to go through this very quickly, but Nintendo has released a lot of new sales numbers all the way through the end of 2018, and there are some shocking ones here. So let's just go ahead and get started here. So the Switch itself has now sold 32.27 million units through the end of 2018. I mean, this is just insane.
Wow.
So, it has now already passed, of course, the Wii U, it's passed the GameCube in lifetime sales, and it is less than 1 million away from passing the Nintendo 64. So, I mean, the Nintendo Switch is really making some history here with these sales numbers.
Oh, for sure.
And I would say, I don't think we're even halfway through its lifespan, so this is a really big deal here.
No, I didn't think they would sell that many this year, honestly, as much as that they were shooting for, and I believe they dropped their goal a little bit anyway.
They did.
But still, this is a very, very impressive number.
Yeah, I mean, looking kind of at the classic Nintendo consoles, I think, of course, the N64 is next. That will happen any day now, I'm sure, if it hasn't already. And then the next up is the Super Nintendo, and I really think it'll be able to catch it. And then next up is the NES, and I could actually see the Switch passing both of those legendary systems if it keeps selling like this.
Right.
Also got some news on Smash Brothers Ultimate sales. And of course, this is great coming from Nintendo, because now we have the physical and the digital sales. And I'm telling you, I think a lot of people bought this game digitally, because it has already sold 12.08 million copies. This is in less than a month.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it is already number 3 all time of Switch games. I think Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is number 1 and Mario Odyssey is number 2. Smash has passed Breath of the Wild in less than 30 days. This is absolutely insane.
And at least Link is in this game.
That's true.
But yeah, this is absolutely incredible. This is a game that I think is very smart to have digitally, because you'll have it all the time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, I really does seem like almost half of these copies may have been digital, because, you know, we'd already kind of heard what it sold physically, at least in the U.S., and, right. You know, it wasn't near this amount of copies. So I think a lot of people did buy it digitally. Let's see here. Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu and Eevee, they usually combine these games. And so they combine them here, and they've sold up to over 10 million copies at this point.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all for a game that's not a core series game. And also, you know, a lot of hardcore Pokemon fans were not really interested in this game. But I think it had a really mass appeal for people that don't play all the Pokemon games. So.
Right. And this is over, what, two or three months probably?
Yeah, this is not long at all. This game came out in November. So yeah, this is less than 2 months of sales here.
Very nice.
Thought I'd throw another one on here. This is one that really surprised me, and that's Super Mario Party has now sold 5.3 million copies. You know, I'm very happy for Nintendo in this, and I like Super Mario Party, but I am a little dismayed by how many it sold with no updates at all. You know, this game is just, to me, it was very lacking upon release, and it still is lacking because there's been no updates.
Right.
But it's almost like it doesn't need them. People are buying it anyway, so.
So now, has this outsold Mario Tennis Aces?
Yes, it's almost doubled the sales of Mario Tennis Aces, and it came out later. And, you know, Mario Tennis Aces has been supported just really well.
Right.
But I think this, to me, just says that, hey, the Mario Party name is bigger than some of the Mario sports names.
Right.
Let's see here. Also, Super Mario Odyssey is now the best-selling 3D Mario game of all time at 13.76 million units sold. So we have a new king of the 3D Marios, and that's Super Mario Odyssey. It has now passed Mario 64, obviously Mario Sunshine, but it has now passed Super Mario Galaxy, which was previously the king.
Wow.
So, and of course, this game has only been out, you know, a year and a half. So, right. Very, very good numbers. We haven't seen numbers like this since the Wii. I mean, we really haven't.
A lot of these numbers we're seeing, this is taking us back to the Wii era, in my opinion.
Yes. And also, on the subject of Smash Brothers, you know, Super Smash Brothers Brawl is currently the king of Smash Brothers sales. That's the one that sold the most. And it's also the best-selling fighting game of all time. But Ultimate on the Switch is going to surpass it very soon.
Oh yeah.
So we're talking of some really record numbers here with some of these games. You know, Nintendo did have a quiet 2017 up until November, and you know, Pokemon and Smash, I mean, just shattered everyone's expectations.
Oh yeah.
Let's see here. So we got a couple more items here. Now these are all rumors. This comes from the Japanese publication Nikkei. And they released a report today claiming two things. They said that they have information regarding Nintendo's future plans for the Nintendo Switch. According to the outlet, a smaller version of the Switch is in the works and may release as early as this year.
Very interesting.
Yes, very interesting indeed. They also said that Nintendo is readying some sort of a new service for this year aimed at games and game enthusiasts, which sounds very interesting. So there was some confusion over some translations said that this would be another service on top of Nintendo Switch Online that would be paid. But then some other people have come out and said, no, that's not what it said. That's not what it translates as at all. It's just saying that they are going to this user, Steve Bowling on Twitter, said that it says that Nintendo Switch Online will be strengthened by adding new services aimed at pleasing core gamers. And that's really what I'm hoping for. And that makes more sense to me. Right. That Nintendo is planning on adding some more functionality to Nintendo Switch Online that core gamers will like. So to me, that says stuff like maybe messaging and voice chat on the system and, you know, stuff like that, which I'm really hoping is what it is.
For sure, yeah.
But this whole idea about a smaller Nintendo Switch, I'm not exactly sure how that would work. I'm thinking this may be a slightly more portable Switch, maybe without detachable Joy-Cons, but that the Joy-Cons can connect to it wirelessly, so you can still play games that require a detached Joy-Con. I'm thinking, you know, maybe it will not come with a dock in the box or something like that, and will be maybe aimed at a lower price than the Switch is now, but I really don't know.
Right, right. And these of course, are all rumors. We don't know anything for sure. So, but I could definitely see myself playing on a smaller Switch.
Me too. So, well, that remains to be seen. But anyway, that's finally the end of all the news and rumors. We're going to take a quick breather to catch our breath, and we're going to get back into our main topic, which is our recent pickups. Okay, Chad, it's finally time to get into the main topic, and we're going to try to be fairly brief with this because we had so much news, but we thought it'd be fun. This is actually suggested by you. I thought it was a great idea. We talked about we started talking about our Nintendo collecting last week, about our top five collectibles we'd like to obtain, but we're always picking up stuff here or there. It's very rarely something as good as the items we listed last week, but we're constantly on the hunt for Nintendo stuff. And so we've both kind of had a run here in the last couple of weeks where we've gotten quite a bit of stuff. So we thought this might be fun just to kind of talk about what we've been picking up here lately.
Yeah, sounds good. So, and you know, as a collector, I'm looking everywhere for Nintendo collectibles, right? Whether it be a used game store, a GameStop, a flea market, a garage sale, or even just a regular store, Walmart, Target, or somewhere.
Yeah, and you can't just only be looking for the huge, rare, highly collectible items because you're going to be disappointed. It's much more fun to just have an eye out for basically anything Nintendo related that you would enjoy, and then you can end up finding a lot of stuff this way.
Exactly. So I guess I'll go ahead and start us off here on some of my recent pickups here. The first thing that I obtained was a Kiwi Green Game Boy Color.
Oh, very nice. So, I've always liked this color.
I really like it. I didn't have one yet. I'd love to get all the colors. I've got about three now, I believe. Mm-hmm. But the screen was in great shape. But the big thing to me is the battery cover was attached. It wasn't the little spring in there, or the socket wasn't broke off.
That's a rarity these days.
So I don't like touching the batteries when I'm playing it. So
oh, I know.
It's the worst. I just had to pick it up. I found it for a great deal, so I went ahead and grabbed it.
That's awesome.
The next thing I picked up was a DS game. It was Pokemon Conquest for the DS. NES. So this is kind of a more obscure Pokemon game in my opinion. It really is. But I've never played it. I still haven't. I've tested it just a second to be sure it works and everything. But I've got so many games to play right now. I don't really have time to dive back in something like that.
Yeah, this is just one more for your collection.
Right. Unfortunately, it did not have the box or any of the instruction manual. It was just a loose cartridge. As is the case with a lot of these DES games you find these days.
Especially when you're talking about pawn shops and even used game stores at this point. You're finding a lot of just loose cartridges. Mm. I also have this game, and I have it in the same condition as you. Just the cartridge only. But,
very nice. next thing I picked up, this is at a local pawn shop here in town. It was a copy of Final Fantasy XII Revenant Wings, also on the DES. Now, the thing about this was it was steel sealed. So it was it had never been opened. It was still a sealed copy. And I don't think it goes for just a ton of money. But whenever I can find an older game like this for a fairly reasonable price, still sealed up, I'm all over it.
Oh, yeah. You can never go wrong, especially with something like made by Square Enix, because their games are always very collectible. And so, you know, if you hang on to this for 5-10 years, it'll go up in value, especially sealed.
Right. And I'm not the biggest Final Fantasy fan out there. I'm a big fan of Cloud and Smash Brothers, but that's about as much as my knowledge goes. The next thing I picked up here was a copy of Hotel Dusk.
This makes me very happy.
I did this just for you. I got this complete in box with the manual and cartridge and the case, of course. Also on the DES, by the way. But Hotel Dusk, I really want to get into this game. I haven't start booted it up yet, but I can't wait to give this a try.
Yeah, I'm very happy that you ended up picking this up.
Also, I got Hyrule Warriors on the 3DS. A couple games we've been talking about here recently.
Yeah.
So I found this for a great deal. I had a coupon for the store, and it was on sale at Best Buy, and my Gamers Club Unlocked brought it down. I got this game for about $10.
Oh, that's awesome.
Brand new. So I just had to pick it up. It was one of the only 3DS games there that I didn't already have. So I haven't even opened it yet. I've just got so much to play, like I said.
That's fine. Just continue playing your Switch version. This one runs like garbage.
Also, at the same Best Buy, they had a copy of Bravely Second End Layer for the Nintendo Switch. Now, I played Bravely Default, and I really liked it and everything. Yeah. And these are also the same people that made Octopath Traveler.
That's correct, yes.
So, figured I couldn't go wrong. I've always wanted to give this a try, but haven't played it yet either.
Yeah, I've never played either of the two Bravely games. I would love to get them for my collection. And, you know, I've heard a lot of talk that a lot of people think that Square Enix may make, a third Bravely game for the Switch maybe sometime soon.
Right, and I've been hearing that. I also picked up a copy of Nintendo Land for $1 at a local game store. Now, that's for the Wii U. Now, this is a game I've never played, never owned it.
Oh, wow. So this game has a lot of good and bad parts to it, I'll be honest with you. But there is some really neat stuff in it.
Right. It was complete in the box, so I figured I just had to get it for $1 to add to the collection.
Yes.
It looks like it has an Animal Crossing game, a Pikmin game.
Oh,
so
yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, the thing I didn't like is you kind of have a guide throughout Nintendo Land, and it is extremely chatty.
Oh.
It really gets on your nerves. But a lot of the games are a lot of fun.
So. Oh, gosh. Well, I can't wait to give it a try. All right, so coming down to my last two pickup items here, and these are not games. The first thing is the Pokeball Plus charging dock for your Pokeball Plus.
Yes, so these have been very hard to get here in America.
So we've been checking. Apparently, they were a GameStop exclusive, which we didn't find that out until they were sold out. But we've been trying to get our hands on these for a very long time.
Ever since Pokemon Let's Go was released.
Yes, and it feels like forever. But we finally, they put them back online in stock. So I got it. It just came in today. And so far, it's amazing. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I also picked up one of these because you were nice enough to let me know they were in stock. I went and I did an in-store pickup, and I'm just so happy to have one in my collection.
I didn't really have a good way to display the Pokeball Plus. Whenever you set it down, it'll roll or something.
Exactly.
It's never facing the way you want it. This way, it gets it right where it needs to be.
That's right.
So, and the final thing I picked up here, now this is a ThinkGeek exclusive. I picked it up from GameStop. It's a Chain Chomp lamp. So, I like to play my Game Boy Color at night, and sometimes I just don't want to get up and turn the light back off. So, I figured I'd pick up a lamp, and I also read comics in bed, so I thought this is perfect.
This thing is incredible. You've got it here next to our recording table here. And if you would be willing, I would love to put a picture of this on the Instagram post for the show.
Oh, for sure.
This is quite the lamp you have here.
So, you know, whenever I went in to get it, I thought it was just going to be real cheesy plastic. But it's made of, I guess, resin, and it is very heavy.
Oh, yeah, it's all there.
Yeah, so the head is also adjustable, too, so you can fix it in different
chain
ways.
The chain is adjustable, yes.
Exactly, so it's very cool.
This is this will look great in your gaming room.
Yeah, I'm building a game room and everything, so I definitely plan on this being in there.
Well, very nice, dude. That's a lot of good pickups. And see, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, as long as you're just looking around and going to stores, you can find stuff like this all day long. You know, of course, some of the more rare stuff is going to be a lot harder to find. But you can, if you're not super picky with what you're looking for, you can find stuff like this all the time for pretty good deals.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of what I did. I didn't spend a whole lot of money for much of this stuff. I got a lot of it with store credit. But we'll just kind of go over what I've gotten here recently. So I picked up a couple of new to me Virtual Boy games. Now, the Virtual Boy is a system that I actually own, but I had very few games for it. Of course, very few games were released for it, but I only had, I think, 3 games. And so I was able, one of our local used game shops got in quite a few Virtual Boy games. And I was able to pick up 2 that I've really been wanting. I got Red Alarm and I got Mario Clash. So Red Alarm is kind of like a similar game to Star Fox. You're kind of piloting a spacecraft and shooting enemies, and it looks like it'd be a lot of fun. And then I was really happy to get my hands on Mario Clash. See, besides Mario Tennis, which was a pack-in, it's the only Mario game on the system. And I've never played this game, and I haven't got my Virtual Boy out of storage yet to try it out. But from what I can tell, this is kind of like a sequel to the original Mario Brothers game. And so I think that's kind of cool that they did this, and I'd love to try this game out, and it's just really nice to own it.
Yeah, that's very cool. You know, I've heard of the Virtual Boy. I believe the Nintendo Switch has already outsold it as well.
Oh, yes. I think the Virtual Boy sold about 200,000 units or something.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. I've never played a Virtual Boy. I'd love to play it sometime.
Yeah, I've got to get mine out of storage and get everything working on it, and then I'd love to just sometime me and you get together and just try out all these games. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's not all I picked up, though. I also picked up some Game Boy things. I picked up a Game Boy printer. Now, I've been wanting one of these for a while. I had one as a kid. And basically, there were some certain Game Boy Color games that would allow you to print out certain things, like Link's Awakening DX. There's little camera shops hidden in the world, and you can go there, and you'd get a picture of Link doing a cute pose, and you could print them out on the Game Boy printer. And of course, you could also use it in conjunction with the Game Boy camera, which was a very, very primitive digital camera before they were popular at all. And you can print out these grainy black and white pictures on this little printer. And so I was really happy to get one of these for my collection.
Yeah, you know, I saw this one actually before you bought it and was personally considering it for my own collection, but I passed on it. I really wasn't sure what it was all about. That was the first time I'd seen one there.
Yeah, I really like it. I haven't put the 6 AA batteries it requires inside of it and got out my Game Boy camera and tried it out yet, but I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I also picked up a Game Boy. Mine wasn't a Game Boy Color like yours, but I actually picked up a Game Boy Pocket. I picked up the clear version. So this is unlike the Game Boy Color where it's the atomic purple. This is just straight clear. So I've always liked these clear systems. They're very 90s, and this I think will be my 4th or 5th Game Boy Pocket.
Very cool. So, trying to complete them all.
Yes, I would love to at least get all the standard colors of the Game Boy, Game Boy Pockets, and Game Boy Colors. I've always loved the Game Boy, and it's just really fun collecting these colors if you can find them for a good deal.
Right.
Let's see here. Also picked up, I went really into this Paper Mario and Mario and Luigi deal. You know, as kind of the 3DS is winding down, and of course the Wii U has winded down, I'm always worried about some of these games, some of these first-party Nintendo games that are a little harder to find. And it seems like once these systems go away, these games just start climbing in price more and more. So I love to kind of at the end of the system's life try to get some of those games. So I was able to pick up Paper Mario Color Splash on the Wii U used for about $29, and it's a really nice copy with the manual and the case and everything. And like I said earlier, I've been playing it and really enjoying it, so I was really happy to get that.
Very cool.
This is a game, especially if they never re-release it, I could see this game climbing in value quite a bit in the next few years.
Yeah, I believe so.
And then I've also been trying to complete my Mario and Luigi game series collection. So I've picked up Mario and Luigi Partners in Time on the DS. This is one I've never played, actually, and I was really happy to get it.
Very cool. That's kind of a hard game to come by.
It is, and I was able to find one with the case and everything, so I'm very happy.
Good deal.
I also got Mario and Luigi Dream Team on the 3DS, along with Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, plus Bowser Minions on the 3DS. That's the one I've been playing. And then I also picked up Mario & Luigi's Bowser's Inside Story, plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey on the 3DS. This is the one that they just released. So I'm missing Mario & Luigi Paper Jam, and once I get that, I will have the complete series.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, so none of these were just excellent prices, but they were all very reasonable, and they were all in great shape with the game case and the manual. So complete. I'm really happy to get those.
Right. Was the Dream Team a Nintendo Selects by any chance, or...
The case. Dream Team was a regular case, so I was very really happy. Good. I got it at the select price, but in a regular case.
Oh,
so
very nice.
Yeah, I was very happy to get that. I will buy a Nintendo Select if I have to, or if it's an incredible deal, but I always prefer to get the original case.
Dream Team was a very hard game, if I remember right. Yes, it was very difficult.
I actually had it on launch and ended up selling it, because it got so long and tedious, I just wasn't enjoying it anymore.
Yeah, it was very long.
But then, once I did sell it, you know, now it's a little harder to come by, especially to find it in a non-select case, and so I kind of regretted getting rid of it. So I was really happy to be able to kind of right my mistake and get it back.
Right. Well, I'm glad you got almost the whole series here. That'll be great to complete that.
Yes. Now, I am missing the box and manual for Superstar Saga on the Game Boy Advance, and that one's kind of expensive to get, but right. I would love to get it, because then I would have the whole series with all the boxes. But as you know, those Game Boy Advance boxes and manuals are not cheap.
Right.
So yeah, that's kind of my recent pickups and yours, and this is just kind of fun to discuss, and it's just fun collecting Nintendo stuff, because like I said, as long as you're not picky, there's still stuff out there that is a good deal, and it is always fun to collect.
Right, exactly. No, I really enjoyed doing this with you, and let's just keep on collecting Nintendo in 2019.
Definitely. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Okay, before we leave y'all today, we want to go over just a few things. First of all, we have a fellow Nintendo fan, and he started a gaming-themed YouTube channel, and it seems like it's going to be pretty much focused on Nintendo stuff, so we thought we'd give it a quick shout-out. The channel name is Cooper Cosmic, and we'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes that will let you go view his page. I think he already has a video up about the Metroid Prime 4 delay, so go ahead and give his channel a look, and if you like it, please give him a subscribe. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Of course, we also would like you to subscribe to our show. We can be found at our show page. It's anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. We're also available on basically all the podcast platforms. We're on Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast. We're on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast. And we're also available through the Anchor app on iOS and Android. So basically, anywhere you listen to your podcast, you can find us. Just search our show's name, the KariboShoe Podcast, and you'll find us there. Also, if you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts. We really do appreciate you giving us 5 stars if you enjoy the show. And of course, you can also follow us on social media. We're on Twitter. We're at KariboShoePod. And we're on Instagram at KariboShoePodcast. You definitely want to check out our Instagram page. We a lot of times include pictures and stuff related to the show. So anyway, that's going to do it. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.